Oh, so let's continue. So when they were capturing the land and across the Jordan, they came to the Gilgal. So while they were there, they were fighting 14 years, 7 years, they fought, and 7 years they were distributing the land. Who threw out bombers? They were allowed to use the bombers in the backyard. Because it says, Ish kol yoshev ein aviyach, do whatever you please. Kotcha kotchim, so where did he kotcha kotchim, the chovim and they only ate it in the Mishkan there in Gilgal, the kotchim kalim, b'chomokim, but where can they eat the kotchim kalim everywhere in Israel at that time? What did they bring in the bombers yochid? Only animals that you can volunteer. But holy kabanas, they only brought in the bomber gedolah, in the very large bomber. So Kotch Kalim, because since there were no flags anymore and they were just middle distributing the land to different Shratim, and they rested in Tariq Yisrael. So therefore there's no rules. Then, and there was no Maisha Sheni yet till they settled in. Bol the Shile, then they came to Shile after they completed the job. The Nesra Bumbas, since it was permanent, it was 69 years, they said that all the Bumbas in the backyard are forbidden. That particular Mishkan did not have a ceiling. It was not made like the other Mishkans out of curtains or wood. It was made out of stones, but it had no ceiling, except it had curtains on top. So Milmatan below, Vayiris, Milmatan had curtains above. Because it says in the Pasuk, when you come, a Menucha v'anachla, this Mishkan is referred to as Menucha. They were settled there for 369 years. And this was the Menucha, the rest. So over there, Kotcha Kotcha Nechalu Lefnim and Akla, and Kotcha Kotcha reading only inside the curtains, and the Kotcha calling Maisa Sheni, now already they're obligated to bring Maisa Sheni, the Chol Haroya. The rule there was anyone who was able to visually come in contact with the Mishkan was able to eat it. No, that's considered like the Yerushalayim of then. You had to be able to see the Mishkan. The Gemara learns that from Pesuk later. Then from there, they came to Nevin. After they lost the Aron, Eli passed away. That's when they moved, and Shiloh was destroyed, and their Aron was confiscated. They went then to Nevin the Givon. And Nevin was destroyed in the times of Shaul, so then they came to Givon. So Hutru have bombers. Again, they allowed everyone to have bombers in the backyard. Kufya Beis and Beis, the last 12 lines, in the middle of the Mishnah story. The bombers became permitted. Kotchim kotchim nechalun lifnei kolim. Kotchim kotchim were eaten inside the curtains. Kotchim kalim b'chol ari Yisrael. Where did they eat kotchim kalim? Anywhere they wanted. Because when the time, when there was the small mizbechas in the backyard, we can now explain the difference between the bomber when they had bombers, what the rules were. Bow the Shalayim. Then finally, the settled in Shalayim. Nesru ha bombers. The bombers were forbidden. They were no longer permitted because Kedusha Rishayin, a Kitchel, a Shaitiv, a Kitchel, a Slavi, forevermore. Lihoisa Nachla. And that said, Pasuk, a Menucha va Nachla. That's when the Torah says Nachla to your inheritance. That's what the Torah was referring to. And the bombers are no longer forbidden. Kotche kotchim nechalif nechalim. Where do you kotche kotchim? Inside the base of Midrash. And kotchim kalim and maize sheni lifnim minachayim inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So now suddenly the machne Yisrael, when we, every time it says in the Mishnah, Pesachim and all the places, the machne Yisrael is referring to Yerushalayim itself. So this is the equivalent of the 12 tribes that camped in the Midbar, is the machne Yisrael, which is called machne Yisrael, is now Yerushalayim. Kol hakotchim shehekdishin b'shas isra bamez, any carbon that they sanctified, consecrated, while it was osir. V'krivim b'shas bamez, you still brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash at the time when it's forbidden, b'v'chutz hadei eile ba'asei, v'lo yigal aveda na'asei. It says, v'heviyim la'ashem, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo yisase, and it says, v'sham l'cha pen, tala, which means you're not allowed to, and y'chayi v'lov kodos as well, you get kodos. It says, v'pesh l'moy leviyu, y'chus ha'nefeshi. Hegdesha, whatever your makdashim b'shas het rabamis, you said you consecrated the animal when you're allowed to bring it to your backyard, but then the next day, the following day, they built up the thing in Mesa Migdash. You're no longer allowed in Shalayim or Shiloh, you're no longer allowed to use bumbas, but you nevertheless did. He kivim b'shas isra bumbas b'chutz outside. In this case, how the eluba say your oivin say because it says v'heviim l'shem v'loisas over loisas because it says yisham l'chapen. But the ain't chayovin alav kodesh kodesh, you not get here. You don't get here. Because at the time when you consecrated it, you're allowed to. Hekdesh and Bishas Isabam is faked if you sanctify, you consecrated it when it was not allowed to. But the Krivim Shah Bamba, by the time you brought it up in your backyard, you're allowed to. Had Elaba say again, you're over and I say because it says Bevil Hashem, you should bring to Abish. The Ein Ben Loisa said the Hishamil Yishonucha Pentala Secha. You don't have in this case. because when you brought it up, it was mutter. So it says in the pasuk, but be careful, don't bring it up. You're allowed to, but and surely you don't get cursed. The elu kochim craving the mishkan, which following kabbanas are brought in the mishkan if they were set aside for the mishkan, when the mishkan was in Gilgal. And then the Bama was allowed to, the following kochim still had to be brought on the Bama Gedolah, which is considered the main Mizbech. And that is, kochim shehu kedushah l'mishkan, any kochim that was set aside for the Mishkan belongs only to the Bama Gedolah. Karbon tzibur, you're not allowed to bring the carbon tamid in your backyard, that had to be brought in the Bama Gedolah, on the Bama Gedolah. The karbon is, kabbanas hayachi bebama, but your own individual kabbanas you offered, you're allowed to bring them on the bama by mincha or machleika kar mincha. Kabbanas hayachi chodusha mishkan, but if you set aside a carbon, even the times when you're allowed to bring in your backyard, but you had in mind I want to bring this up to the center place, then yakriva mishkan, bring sure you bring it to the mishkan. V'yimikriva bebama pata, you brought the bama, you are pata. So ma bein bamas yachid bamas tzibur. So what is the difference between the bam of a yachid and the bam of a tzibur? What dinim are there in even those animals that you did bring? Is there any difference? Yes, smicha. By the main one, you have to have smicha in the animal, but not in the in your backyard. Ushchita tzav, and these requirements, like doing in the north, there's no kedusha in your backyard. There's no north. Umatin saviv, to spray it on all four sides, and that you spring it on the two corners, and it lands on two sides. If it's like four sides, you don't have that. The tenufa and the waving and the hagosha and the bringing clothes by a mincha, you don't have that. No, you did bring a mincha, but you didn't have to do these activities. Rabbi Yehuda, a mincha by bama, what are you talking about? The whole notion of mincha doesn't exist by a bama. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll explain later why. The kiyan, there's no din of kohen, there's no requirement that a kohen is the one who's makvid on the bama. Or big day shoddis, nor there's any demand to wear the clothes. Once he's no kohen, automatically there's no clothes. The clay shoddis, nor the dinim of the clay shoddis, nor the reich nechayach. We said before that six things have to be done. One of them is to give that fragrance. And if, in other words, limbs that were roasted, and then you brought it up, they don't have that fragrance anymore. It doesn't matter. You don't have that red line in between dividing the blood that has to be sprinkled above the top part of the basin. There's no mizbeach there. The richut shadayim reglaim. No, you have the din. You have to wash your hands and feet. Aval azman. But the following din don't apply. You still have to have the right times. Hanoisa. You still have the din of noisa. You brought the carbon in your backyard. If you're left over, you're even noisa. Vatame. You're not allowed to be tame at the time, even though you're not a kohen. Shavin bazeh bazeh, equal in both. Says the gemara. My chutz megita. You say by kaparaduma. If you burnt it outside of its spot, what do you mean? What's a gita? Gita is a gas. So what do you mean over there in outside of that area? Amar shloki chutz memokem habaduk lo. Normally, when they brought the paraduma, they checked it out to make sure there were no dead parts, so nobody became tummy. And if you didn't check it out, that's in the wrong place, and therefore you're not liable for parah for shchuti chutz. Amar Rabbi Yechon, ala kol Eretz Yisrael b'luki. There are no dead parts, and there's no dead bodies in the whole Eretz Yisrael. If there's no dead bodies in the whole Eretz Yisrael that we don't know of, and therefore, but there's no point in checking. We'll soon see what the machlek is. I mean, see tomorrow. El Rabbi Yechonon, keep going. I'll tell you what the mission means. Yishocht lefni milchaim yishlaim. Where are you supposed to shecht it? Outside of the three camps, outside of Machan Yisrael. We just said before in the mission, where's Machan Yisrael? Yerushalayim. If you did it inside Yerushalayim, then it's no longer suitable for paraduma, and there's no shchut chutzah. Says the Gemara, but look, why can't you say it's talking about outside Yerushalayim, in the right place? But if it wasn't facing the base of the Mikdash, it's not really a paraduma. Going shachta chutz l'chaim, but shalei kenegel pesach, not facing the base of the Mikdash. Lamar v'adam v'ava shachta shalei kenegel pesach. If you shachted it outside the base of the Mikdash, and the wrong, not facing the base of the Mikdash, puzzle. Shnemar says v'hashachta. And one pasuk says you should shecht. Another pasuk says, and you should hizah, you should spray. In the next pasuk, mahaza also, when you spray it, kenegat pesach, it has to be facing the oil moed. Av shchitos to kenegat pesach, so to when you shet, it has to be facing the oil moed. V'chitem in lemakish, maybe we don't compare the two. But ha'itma, we learn clearly, skit the parentheses, sar for shalak in pesach, if you burnt it not in opposite of the door, Rabbi Yechon says, pasul, because he equates all the activities of paraduma, like the sefer, and by the same token, the shchita has to be facing the base of Mikdash. But Rabbi Yechon makshayda, Rabbi Yechon psula, of course, says, v'sar, Rabbi, he's in the next pasul that you burn, so we compare it to sprinkling, it has to be facing the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yechon makshayda kosher, al pirsa, yisra, if you burn it with a junk, mokim shepareshe, lemisa, shamte, wherever you burn the junk, that's where you can burn it, anywhere. Amri Moraz, you're right. Rabbi Yechon is saying, Loi Mibay, you don't have to mention. L'kama, Loi Mibay, Chutz L'chaim, if you did it outside Yerushalayim, did a Choyker, you made it even further. Of course you're not liable. El Afil L'fnim L'chaim, you made it inside Yerushalayim. The Krevi, Karvitz, closer. V'ema, Tizkasha, maybe in this case, it'd be kosher for a paraduma, you should be liable because it's facing the base of Midrash, but inside Yerushalayim. Kama Shalom, that no, you're not responsible. Said the college of Duki, the entire Israel is been checked out. There are no bodies around that we're not aware of. It's called a kever atahoim. If there's a lost dead body, now where's any lost bones in that Yisrael? And the Shlaki says, we are worried. But my commitment to argument, Mar Sava, Yorad Mabel at Yisrael, the Mabel brought all the dead into Yisrael, and therefore they're full of dead bodies. That's the Shlaki. Well, Mar Sava, lo Yorad. And the Be'echon also know that the Mabel never went to Yisrael. The Mabel stopped right outside the geographical borders of Yisrael, and therefore there were no dead bodies brought to Yisrael that we're not aware of. We'll stop here.